Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to July 1992. In the news, John Smith is elected as the new leader of the Labour Party. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf are crowned men's and women's Wimbledon champions, and Alan Shearer becomes the most expensive British footballer, signing from Southampton for Blackburn Rovers for £3.6 million. Riding high at the UK box office is the Saturday Night Live spin-off Wayne's World, starring Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
The kooky and the creepy, the family.
All right, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay, I bet you're expecting to see the Addams Family.
Fished in!
Okay, we just wanted to let you know that we're making a movie, too.
And it's called...
Alright, excellent promo, Wayne.
Yes, artistic yet accessible to a wide audience.
Right. Hey, do you think we'll win an Academy Award?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Not.
Today we're doing something a little bit different, as while we will still look at what was making the charts in July, we are looking at a specific city, in this case, Oxford. And that's because this month saw the release of the first and only single by The Jennifers, Just Got Back Today. The Jennifers were Gaz Coombs, Danny Goffey, Nick Goffey and Andy Davis. Having taken the Oxford scene by storm, playing in pubs they were too young to drink in, they were signed to Nude Records and recorded and released the single Just Got Back Today. The big Oxford band at the time was Ride, and their influence is very clear to hear, from the dreamy vocals to the ethereal guitars. The Jennifers would record a second single, however, following disputes with Nude, this wouldn't get a release, other than on a compilation. They split not long after, with bassist Andy going to university. Gaz started working at a local harvester, where he met Mick Quinn. They bonded over their shared love of music, and would go on to form Supergrass, with Danny, in 1993. Looking at what else was going on in Oxford around this time, Swerve Driver had recently released their fifth EP, Never Lose That Feeling, on Creation Records. They'd formed from a previous band called Shake Appeal that had success on the Oxford scene in the 1980s, with their heavy Stooges-inspired riffs being very out of place with the more twee pop sound that was dominating at the time through the likes of Tallulah Gosh and Here Comes Everybody. Four members of the Candy Skins grew up in the Oxfordshire village of Islip, and it recorded in various bands under different aliases throughout the 1980s. By 1989, they changed their name to the Candy Skins and were snapped up by Geffen Records, who had high hopes for them and pushed them to tour America in support of their debut album, The Space I'm In 1991. Unfortunately, around the same time, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit and subsequent album Nevermind was released on the same label, effectively changing the music industry overnight, with the interest in British bands waning, with the focus being much more on other bands with a similar sound and aesthetic as Nirvana. It would not be the last time that the Candy Skins would suffer from bad luck due to awful timing.
There's something happening in here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There
There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Another Oxford band looking for success in America was Radiohead. The members met at Abingdon School and formed under the name On a Friday. They played together throughout their time at school, but it was only after they'd gone off to university and come back that things would start to happen for them. They signed for EMI and changed their name to Radiohead in 1991, and in 1992 they released their first EP, Drill, which featured three tracks which would go on to be included on their debut album, Pablo Honey. Despite some radio play, they only managed to make number 101 in the UK charts. Later in the year, in September, they'd gone to release debut single Creep. You may have heard of it. As at time of recording, it's nearing 1 billion plays on Spotify. As mentioned earlier, the kings of the Oxford scene in 1992 were undoubtedly Ride. They'd released their second album, Going Blank Again, making the top five in March, after having just scored a top 10 single with Leave Them All Behind. Next month in August, they would play Reading Festival, second on the bill on the Saturday before headliners Public Enemy. Nirvana would famously headline the Sunday. There were numerous other Oxford bands active on the scene at the time, including Heavenly, formed by members of Tallulah Gosh, Sam Williams, who would go on to produce Supergrass and form The Mystics, plus Tara Milton, who was in the process of folding the band 530 and starting back up as The Nubiles. But enough about Oxford, let's head north. In Blackpool in July 1992, Oasis made their first TV performance at an event called the Blackpool Roadshow. Also on the bill that night was Alvin Stardust. While footage of the show has never surfaced, we are aware that they played Take Me.
Take me when I'm young and true. Was it me or was it you? Take me when I'm not so strong. Why is it taking me so long?
In the charts, supergroup Electronic, featuring Bernard Sumner, Neil Tennant and Johnny Marr, reached number 6 on the UK singles chart with Disappointed. Marr's old bandmate Morrissey was also in the charts with You're the One for Me, Fatty, and the accompanying album Your Arsenal followed at the end of the month.
Sorry.
It was also a big month for the big pop stars at the time, with Madonna, Michael Jackson and Prince all scoring big hits. Plus, that name again, Nirvana, were in the charts with the third single from the Nevermind album, Lithium, hitting number 11.
Light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 4 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at August 1992, where we'll try and stay cool in the summer by focusing on the super cool acid jazz movement, as Incognito, Galliano and the Brand New Heavies all hit the charts. See you next time.
We could love each other, but you're gonna have